Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Erevin daf Pei Aleph. We left off on daf Pei Amid Beis. We're at the Mishnah on daf Pei Amid Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the daf. So at the Mishnah on daf Pei Amid Beis is going to talk about which foods a person is allowed to use for an Erev. Are there any foods that are not chashuv enough, not significant enough to be used for an Erev? The Gemara is going to talk about whether one needs a full loaf, or can you use even a prusa, even a piece of bread as an Erev, and we're going to define what qualifies as a full loaf, and what kinds of grains the bread can be made out of. Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to talk about making an Erev without permission, or giving someone money al das that they're going to make an Erev for you, whether that's going to be enough, and the Gemara is going to discuss some of the details of that. Then at the very end of the daf, we're going to discuss whenever Rabbi Yehuda says whenever Bamedvar Mamurim on a Shita of an earlier Tana, is that Rabbi Yehuda just qualifying the Shita of the earlier Tana, or is that Rabbi Yehuda disagreeing with the earlier Tana? So we're going to have a brief discussion about that, Bez Hashem, at the end of the Daf. So let's begin. We're at the Mishnah on Daf Peyam Beis. So it says the Mishnah, B'chol Ma'arvin Mishtatvin, you can use any type of food to make an Erev Chatzeros or Shintufim Avuos, Chutz Minamayim Minamelech, Divrei Rabbi Lazar, except for water and salt. Those are not considered food, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Kikar Erev Afilus Ma Fasav Uprusa Ein Ma Arvin Ba. That if you have a kikar that's a full loaf of bread, so that could be a valid Erev. That should be a valid Erev. And even if it's a very large kikar, but it's a prusa, it's cut into pieces. It's not a full loaf. You're not allowed to make it as an Erev. But kikar ki isar vu shalem ma arvin ba. But if you have a kikar that's a full loaf of bread, and even if it's a very small loaf of bread, if you have a challah roll or something like that, you're able to make an Eruv as long as it is shalim, as long as it's not a prusa. Now, we had said in the Mishnah that anything except for mayim u'melech, the mayim u'melech is not considered to be a valid food to make an Eruv, and in the Tshuvas Halachos Ketanos Chelek Beis, Simon Reish Pei Beis, he expands on this, and he says, wow, you see from here that mayim does not give a person a sense of satisfaction. It doesn't. There's no taste to it, and it doesn't really nourish a person. It only hydrates a person. So he says, based on that, it could be that if a person drinks water on Yom Kippurim, he's not going to be chayiv kares, because the Gemara in Maseches Yuma tells us that if a person drinks tzir or moryas by Yom Kippurim, he's potter from kares, because there's no chayiv kares on something that's not meshiv nefesh, and those items are not meshiv nefesh. So he says, mayim is also not meshiv es hanefesh. The mitzvah in Yom Kippurim is not a mitzvah of fasting, it's a mitzvah of inoy. And a person who only drinks water, maybe he's experiencing a sense of inoy. And based on that, he suggests, if a person is a chol on Yom Kippurim, and they have to give him something to drink, because chol sheish basakana, and he needs to drink on Yom Kippurim, but the doctors don't tell him exactly what liquid he needs to drink, it could be that it's better to give him mayim than to give him any other beverage. I get that shaila every year, when someone has to eat on Yom Kippur, or someone has to drink on Yom Kippur, they always ask, should I dafka water? What about, sometimes to get more energy? Person wants to have Gatorade or something like that, or something with a little sugar to it, to give them a little more energy, a little more calories. So does a dafka have to be mayim? So says Halachos Ketanos, that yeah, it should dafka be mayim. Based on that, however, the majority of Gedolei Poskim disagree with Halachos Ketanos. In fact, in the table of contents in Halachos Ketanos, it says on that tshuva lepilpula bialma, that it's only meant as a pilpul. It's not meant as a tshuva halacha lemaisa. And they point out that you got to be careful. You say something like that, he's saying it as a chumra, that when a person has to eat anyway in Yom Kippur, so he's going to drink only water. But what's a person going to think, that water is not such a big deal on Yom Kippurim? Person has to be careful when you say a chiddush like that. In the Nishmas Avram, Dr. Abram says that he asked Rav Shlomo Zalman this shaila. The case was a person who had a kidney stone, so he has to be very hydrated. He has to drink all the time, but so it's lav dafka that he has to drink water. Is there any? Can he drink something with some calories? And Rav Shlomo Zalman said that he could have milk with sugar or a juice, mitzperos, whatever it is. He doesn't have to drink dafka Halacha Mayim based on the sheet of the Or Sameach, that the Or Sameach writes that a person who has to eat on Yom Kippurim and b'makom eating lechem yavesh, he should eat basar shamein, and he's not over any iser. Yom Kippurim is a Yom Tov, so in terms of the quality of the food that you're eating, once you're eating already, you might as well eat a high quality of food, because after all, it is a Yom Tov. Now, obviously, a person ideally should not be eating, but if a person gets to that point, lo aleinu, so that's what the Or Sameach says, that's from Shlomo Zalman Paskin as well, that lav dafka, that a person has to resort to only drinking water if he's going to drink. So now says Gemara Tanina Chadazimna. Wait a second, what is the machlokas between Rabbi? The Gemara is going to explain what the machlokas is between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua over here, but first we're going to discuss why it is that Rabbi Lezer is mentioned over here, even though he already said it. Tanina Chadazimna, we already learned one time in the way earlier in the Masechta when we were talking about Ruvei Tchumin, Bachol Ma'arvin Mishtatvin Chutz Min HaMayim U'Melech. So what's our Mishnah telling us? So we're assuming that they're both talking about both of these Mishnayos, even though over here we're in the context of Eruv Chatzeros, and over there we were in the context of Eruv Tchumen, but an Eruv is an Eruv. So we're assuming that both for Eruv Tchumen and for Eruv Chatzeros, you can have the same rules. So why does Rabbi Lazar have to tell me again? So I'm a rabbi, so the Mishnah tells me that Fuke mid Rabbi Yeshua, that he's coming to tell me against Rabbi Yeshua, Damar Kikar in Midiachrin Lo, that you can only make an Eruv with a Kikar, but not with other things. So Kamash Milan, Bakol, that's why Rabbi Lazar has to tell me that the halacha is you could be ma'ariv with everything. And had the Mishnah not said this din over here, I would have thought when the Mishnah said b'chol ma'arvin earlier, that was only by Eruvei Tchumin, where even Rabbi Yeshua's moda that you don't need to use dafka bread. But by Chatzeros, maybe everyone holds like Rabbi Yeshua that you need to dafka use a kikar, that you need to use a loaf of bread. So now that Rabbi Lazar says this din over here in the context of Rabbi Yeshua, we see that he disagrees and he holds that even by Eruvei Chatzeros, b'chol, you could use anything, it doesn't have to dafka be bread. So now Abaye asks on Rabba that it's not clear in Rabbi Lazar that he's disagreeing with Rabbi Yeshua. Eisve Abaye, so Abaye challenges Rabba, how can you learn from Rabbi Lazar that he's disagreeing with Rabbi Yeshua? And he holds that even Eruvi Chatzeros, you could use anything, but kol ma'arvin Eruvi Chatzeros, but kol mishtatvin shitu ve'mavuos, that the Braisa tells us you can use anything for an Eruv Chatzeros, you could use anything for a shitu ve'mavuos, whether it be bread or yayin or any other peros, it's only by Eruvi Chatzeros that we're makbar on using bread. There's apparently eight Tana who taught all those things, who just said all of those things, that when it comes to Eruvi Chatzeros Mishtafin Shtufim Mavos, it's Bakol, and when we said that you can only use bread, it's Eruvi Chatzeros. So Man Shamalei Dar Pas in Midiachrin Elo, Rabbi Yeshua, who's the one that said you can only be Mariv Eruvi Chatzeros with Pas? That is Rabbi Yeshua, who taught that in the Mishnah. So the author of this Braisa is Rabbi Yeshua, and yet v'katani bakol, and it said bakol ma'arvin. So don't tell me that the word bakol ma'arvin means that you can use anything, that you're allowed to use whatever kind of food, because the very same Braisa that says you can only use bread also said bakol ma'arvin. So it has to be that when the Braisa says bakol ma'arvin eruvi chatzeros, it means all types of bread, but it doesn't mean you could use other foods other than bread. So Elam Rabbi Bechana, if you want to say that the Mishnah, you want to give an explanation of why it is that the Mishnah wrote again that Bakol Ma'arvim Umshtatvim, and you want to say that it's going against Rabbi Yeshua, La Fukit Rabbi Yeshua Damar Shlema in Prusalo. It's not La Fukit Rabbi Yeshua in terms of what types of foods to use. No, Bakol is telling me against Rabbi Yeshua's other Shita that you can only use a Shlema, that you're not allowed to use a Prusa. So Kamash Milan Bakol, that's what Rabbi Eliezer is telling me, that you could use anything, even a Prusa, even a broken piece of bread is valid for an Eruv. O Prusa my time alone. Well, why can't you use a Prusa? Why would it have to be a Shalem? So Amar Rabbi Yosef ben Shaul Amar Rabbi Mishum Eva, because if you were able to be Ma'ariv be Prusa, so one guy is going to give a Prusa, another guy is going to give a Shlema, and that's going to lead to Machlokas, because the person who gave the Shlema is going to argue with the person who gave the Prusa. I'm investing something serious to the Seiruv, and you're just throwing in like scraps from yesterday's meal, like a sliced piece of challah. You know, that's not nice. So that's how the Rush quotes Yerushalmi, that the Ikar Takana Seiruv is to be marba shalom between the Bnei Achatzer. So if Dafka, the way that you implement the Eruv is going to cause Eva, it's going to cause disagreement, it's going to cause animosity, so it defeats the whole purpose of the Eruv. The Feinayim explains that that's why they made a takana that you can't be ma'ariv with something that's going to be maybe de machlokas, because it defeats the whole purpose of the Erev. The Maharil in Hilchos Eruv Chatzero says that the reason they were choshish for Eva is because you're going to see that this guy is going to give a shlema, the other one's going to give a prusa, so he's going to be makbar on the Erev, and he's not going to want to give it up. Meaning, if I'm housing the Erev, or whoever's housing the Erev, but if I donated a shlema, and I see everyone else gave a prusa, and then someone else is going to come, and he's going to say, oh, I'd like to have a matzah from the box, so you have to give it to him. You can't say no, otherwise the whole Erev is invalid. But if I gave a shlema, I might say no. So it's not just stam Eva. That Eva is going to cause an invalidation of the entire Eruv. A person's not going to be interested in participating in the Eruv. The Tiferes Yisrael and the Mishnah says that you have to say that the difference between the Chashivos level of a Prusa and a Shlema is a greater gap, is a greater difference than the Chashivos of a very tiny loaf versus a large loaf, because the Mishnah said that it didn't make a difference. If it's very, very large, but it's a Prusa, then that's no good. But if it's a Chalarol, then that is good. So you see that apparently the style over substance really matters when it comes to chashivos of a type of food. Now the Ritva points out that according to Rabbi Yeshua, they were choshesh not to be, they said not to make an Erev Prusa in order not to create Eva. That's only in a chatzer. But in a mavoi, not such a concern if it's maybe the day Eva. So when it comes to shitufe mavuos, it would not be such a problem, says the Ritva. However, the Maril writes, even b'shitufe mavuos, the same applies. So the Bir Halacha points out that in a mavoi, since we say you're allowed to be ma'ariv b'chol davar, you don't need a pas shlema, just like you don't need dafka pas, as opposed to Erev Chatzeros, where you need dafka pas. So by a mavoi, we don't need dafka pas. You don't need a pas shlema either. You don't have that same requirement of having a full loaf of bread. Now, both the Rush and the Tur point out that this din is only if everyone gives their portion in the Erev. But when one guy is being mezaka everybody in the Erev, then you don't have this din anymore. Then you don't have this halacha that you don't have to give a prusa because no one's contributing anyway. There's not going to be a sense of Eva that I contributed this, you contributed that, if I'm being mezaka on behalf of everybody. So that's what the Rush and the Tor point out. So just another point or two over here. The Rishonim point out that even though we generally pass an halacha k'divrei Mekil be'eruv, but over here we pass like Rabbi Yeshua that an Erev Chatzeres can only be with Pashlema, you're not allowed to use a broken piece of bread. So why in the world would that be? Halacha k'divrei Mekil be'eruv. We always pass it. It's a rule in the whole Masechta that we always pass like the divrei Mekil be'eruv. So the Meiri and some of the other all the Rishonim raises questions. The Meiri suggests, yeah, there is a klal in halacha, halacha divrei Mekil be'eruv, but there's another klal in halacha that Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yeshua, halacha k'Rabbi Yeshua. So the klal of which Tana to paskin like when you have two Tanaim that go against each other overrides the klal of halacha k'divrei Mekil be'eruv. Or another suggestion that that Rishonim have is that that Rabbi Lazar Shamutehu, Rabbi Lazar is not just any Tana. When Rabbi Lazar disagrees with Rabbi Shua, when Rabbi Lazar disagrees with anyone, we never pasken like Rabbi Lazar because we have this principle that Rabbi Eliezer Shamutehu, we don't pasken like him. What does it mean, Rabbi Eliezer Shamutehu? So Rashi writes in Maseches Shabbos and Maseches Nida that it's the lashon of Shamta, that Rabbi Elazar was put in Cherem, he was put in a Nidui in the Sugya and Babetzia Dafn and Tess in the Tanur Shalachnoi Sugya, that that whole machlokas, let the Kosei Beis HaMedrash Yochichu, let the river flow up Shem V'chule. So at the end of the day, Rabbi Elazar had to take off his shoes, he was put in a Nidui, he had to observe Avelus on himself. That's what a Nidui is, that's what a Cherem is. It's a curse that a person should die. So he had to observe the Nidui that he was put in. So because of that, we don't pass like him. However, all the other Rishonim, Tosfos, it's normally viewed set over as Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, but it's really Rashi and everybody else. Rabbi Chananel and the Tosfos and the Tosfos Rid and the Rashba and the Ritva and the Tosa Rash, all the other Rishonim say, no, Shemute means he's Mitalmide Beis Shammai. And since we always pass like the Beis Hillel against the Beis Shammai, so we never pass like Rabbi Elazar because he was from the Talmide Beis Shammai. So that explains why, even though Lacha, so that explains even though why halacha k'divrei Mekil be'eruv over here you're not going to pass on Beis Shammai be'eruv because someone's talmidei Beis Shammai would be in the same category. In the sefer Shabbos Shel Mi on Masechta Shabbos over there where this also comes up, the Rebbe Shmuti Shabbos Taf Kuf Lamed. So in the sefer Shabbos Shel Mi he points out that Rashi didn't want to say like the other Rishonim because Shammai had a lot of talmidim. So we don't say about any of the other ones that Shemuteh and that we don't pass on. We can never paskin like them. We only say it about Rabbi Eliezer. So it must be that there was something else about Rabbi Eliezer. He also points out that Rabbi Eliezer was not really only a Talmud of Shammai. Really, he was a Talmud of Hillel. It's just that once he was mekabel his Torah from Hillel, he then had a little bit of a leaning toward the Beis Shammai. And that's the svara of the Yerushalmi, that we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer because he was shamute, that all of his kol devar of Hayuk Beis Shammai. That means that that's the direction he sort of headed in, even though he was not originally a Talmud of the Beis Shammai. Meaning Shamute means that was his leaning, not that he was an actual Talmud. He was actually from the Talmidim of Hillel, but not in halacha, in his style, in his in the way that he went. He was cholik on Rabbim. He did things that Beis Shammai was a little more assertive than the Beis. So that's what means Shamute, who is a Shammai kind of Jew, but his shittos weren't Shammai shittos. That's how the Shabbos Shalmi writes based on Yerushalmi. There are other explanations Rishonim give as well as to why it is that we would paskin lechumra over here and not lekula like Rabbi Eliezer. So the maskana of the Gemara is that according to Rabbi Yeshua, you know, I'll be married with Ruvi Chatzeros with prusa, but shituvim mavuos could be made with any type of food, and that's what the poskim write lahalacha. So the Rishonim disagree. We have a machlokas. According to Rabbi Yeshua, can you be mishtatif b'mavoi with a prusa, or even shituvim mavuos cannot be done with a prusa? So the Rambam doesn't say anything. The Rambam, the first paragraph of the Chaserivin, says when you're mishtatif bein b'pas bein b'chol davar machel, and he doesn't mention about a shlema versus a prusa. So it sounds like, according to the Rambam, that you don't need a shlema when it comes to shitufei mavuos, and it's dafka adin in a ruvi chatzeres, like we pointed out before. However, the Gaon Yaakov is medayik from Rashi the other way. That he's medayik from Rashi the same way. That just like the Rambam, that you can be mishtatif b'mavoi b'prusa, because Rashi writes that the svarat b'mechalik between a ruvi chatzeres and a ruvi tchumen is because of the sense of eva. And as we pointed out before, you don't have that same concern when it comes to shitufei mavuos. Okay, so says the Gemara Vayter. Now that I know that you need to use a shlema, that you're not allowed to use a prusa, so I'm Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul nitle menekadei chalasa. Let's say from the bread you removed the amount of dough that you would take off in order to be mafresh chala. So ukadei dimua, or the amount that you would have to take off in order to remove truma that had fallen in. Meaning if the shear of truma for bittel, if truma falls into a taroves, is echad b'meya. For most items when you have a tarovus of lach b'lach, the halacha is echad b'shishim, right? The halacha is on the tar, the way we pass it, at least on the taraisa level, if you have a little bit of nevela that falls into your chalent or something, and it's min b'sheino, you know, they're two unlike kinds, so it's echad b'shishim on the taraisa level, because we pass in tam ki ikir mida araisa. But if it's min b'mino, it's two like kinds, from trefa chicken soup into kosher chicken soup, on a taraisa level, it's batal barov, but midrabanan, gzerim min b'mino atu min b'sheino, we require shishim as well. But tarovus of yavish biyavish, the halacha is that you only need rov, that chad betray batel, when it's a chita of truma falls into a bunch of chitim of chulin, so it's all yavish biyavish. There's no real mixing, it's just that you can't identify the item that fell in. So midaraisa, it's chad betray batel. But the halacha is on a derabanan level that truma is only batel b'meya, that you need 100 times. So Chazal have an unusual drasha to not a drasha, but an unusual svara to come up with that. Where did they come up with the number mea? That, and by Arlo it's Masayim, by Kilei Akerim it's Masayim. So what Chazal tell us is that the reason they came up with mea is Keshem Shehetera Bechru Mea, so too the Isura is Bechru Mea. So what does that mean, Hetera? Because the shear of Truma itself to be Matir, a Tevel, is to take out the 100th. And since that's the shear of Truma, so that's also the shear of Bittel. What? That's not the shear of Truma. There is no shear of Truma. The halacha by Truma is Chita Achas Poteres is Kalakri, a single stalk of wheat, potters everything. So what does that mean, shear of Truma is Echad Mea? No. What it means is that there is no shear of Truma except for Truma's Meiser. Truma's Meiser has a shear. That Meiser, Rishon, you give to Levi, that's 10%. The Levi then gives 10% of that to the Kohen. It's Truma's Meiser. Also, the only type of Truma that there actually is a shear is 1/100th. And that's where Chazal came, called the Tikkun Rabbanan, Kenda Raisa Tikkunim. Whenever the Rabbanan made a Din, the Rabbanan, they always patterned it after some Din Da Raisa. So they came up with the shear of Bittel being being 100 based on that d'oraisa. Where did they get Arla and Kilei Karen being 200? So they have an expression, Kashem Shekafel Beisuro Kach Kafel B'Shiuro. That just like it's twice as much of the Isser, so it's twice as much of the Shiur. What do you mean twice as much Isser? Because Kilei Karen and Arla are not only Asr Bechila, they're Asr Bahana'a. So since there's a double Isser, so Mele, it's double the Shiur. So all of these are Dinim Drabban, right? None of that can't possibly be a Svara Midaraisa, right? These are obviously Dinim Drabban. So if you have a loaf of bread made out of chulin that a little truma fell into, and there's 100 times the chulin connected the truma, so it's batel, but unlike other times where things are batel, you then have to remove a piece. You have to remove, because after all, you have to realize there are two dinim over here. There's a Yeradeya din, there's a Isra Vaheter over here, that you need laws of bitel, but there's also a Chosh Mishpat din. Truma belongs to a Kohen, and now it fell into your dough, and now the Kohen's going to be, and you say, oh, it's batel, I have more than Meya, so it's not a problem. Yeah, but the Kohen is out that Truma. So you have to take out that shear and give it to a Kohen. So that's Kidei Dimua, that less than 1% of the Taroves that you have to give to the Kohen. So if that's what's missing from your bread, that's Ma'arvan Loba. That's enough of a Shlema. If all that's missing is Kidei Shir Chala or Kidei Dimua, then you can make an Erev with it. I, frankly, Marva Tanya, but we have another Brisa, Kidei Dimua, Ma'arvan Loba, Kidei Chalasa, Ein Ma'arvan Loba, that if it's what's missing is 1/100, okay, that you can make an Erev with. But if it's missing Kidei Chalasa, you cannot make an Erev with it. So it's a Stira, says Marlo Kasha. Ha, B'chalas Nachtom. When Rabbi Yochanan Mitchell says that you can make an Eruv with bread that's missing Kidei Chalasa, that's talking about the percentage that a Nachtom would take challah from, that a professional baker would take challah, which is a smaller percentage of the dough. Whereas when we say, when the Braisa says that you cannot be Ma'ariv with pas that's missing Kidei Chalasa, that's the percentage that a Balabais, that an individual, would take challah off. It's not, because the Mishnah tells us in the second paragraph of Maseches Challah, Shir Chala, Echad Me'esrim V'Arba'a, that the Shir Chala is 1/24 of the dough. We don't do this anymore. We don't measure this out because we don't give the challah to the Kohen anymore, right? So we're not. But the strictly speaking, the shear that you chayim in challah is 1/24 of the dough. Less than that is not ra'i to give as a matana, right? Meaning that's why. I mean, really, any amount of dough will be matir the isa. So if your only interest is in being matir the isa, you just cut off a little bit. But if your interest is to then you want to fulfill the second mitzvah, which is nesina l'kohen. Now challah is truma, so by truma you have two things. You have a mitzvah safrasha that takes care of the Isser Tevel, but then you have a separate mitzvah called Nesina Lekohen. That's why, that's what the Nedi Buda explains. The Nedi Buda says he came up with a great chiddush. Why is it that when it comes to the mitzvah of Nesina Struma Lekohen, there's a halacha you need to give a kedei Nesina, you need to give a chashva amount. Yet when it comes to being mafresh chala from an Isa, so it says chitach, or when it comes to being mafresh shuma, chitach has poteris kol akriya, a tiny amount. Well, which is it? Do you need a kedei Nesina? Do you need hafra? Do you need, or can you do anything? Just chitach. So I came with a chiddush. Lo shamanu adam me'olam. No one ever heard of such a chiddush. It's a beautiful chiddush that there are two dinim over here. That it's tzvei dinim. There's a din of hafrasha and there's a din of nesina to be mafresh and take care of the Isra tevel. Chita achas, good enough. You want to give to a kohen, then you better give a reasonable amount. It happens to be it's a beferish of Taisus Rid. Says the same tzvei dinim, the same chiddush. And the Yehuda didn't have a Taisus Rid, so he was mechaving to what the Taisus Rid said. So that by chalo also. You're going to be mafresh chala. It could be a small amount, but when you give it to a kohen, you need to give a kedei nesina. So these shiurim of 1/24th for a balabais, 1/48th for a nachtom, that's a din in the nesina lekohen. Why is a nachtom a smaller percentage? Because he makes bigger breads. Since he makes larger breads, so to fulfill the kedei nesina, he's going to give. It's also be a bigger hefsid because he's making a bigger bread. It would cost him a lot if he had to give 1/24th of his dough that he made away. It would raise the prices of challahs in the stores. So the shir challah is echad me'asrim v'arba'a ha'osi isa la'atzmo. Person makes a dough for himself, or he's making a wedding for his kids, so he's making some bread. Echad me'asrim arba. The shear is 1/24th of the dough. Nachtom shu also limkor b'shuk, but a nachtom who's making bread to sell in the shuk. V'cheni isha shasa limkor b'shuk, or a woman who's making bread to sell in the shuk. Echad me'arba mishmona. Meaning, you don't have to be a professional baker if the point of you making the dough is to be mocher b'shuk. Then it's going to be echad me'asrim arba. Then the shear is going to be then it's going to be Echad Me'arba Mushmona, 1/48, if that's the person's goal. Now there is a machlokas rishonim over here. When Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul says that you're ma'arvim with pas that you take kedei challah from and kedei dimua from, is that only when it was tevel and you needed to take out kedei chalasa, or there was actual truma that fell in and you needed to take out kedei dimua, or are we saying no, we're just talking numbers, meaning you have a loaf of bread and a little bit in the corner is missing from the loaf of bread, so it's obviously not a real shalim, and we're discussing, okay, how much has to be missing that it would lose its chashivos, or are we saying it's actually about dimua, it's actually about challah. So some of the Rishonim suggest, Rashi and Tosos suggest that only pas hatvula l'challah, pas medumaas, the halacha is that it's not considered a chisaron in the pas if it's missing that little bit, and that's what's mashma from the Lashon of the Mishnah. Afilu mafasa v'hu prusa ein ma'arvamba, that apparently it has to be totally shlema, it has to be a complete loaf of bread, and if there's missing anything, there is that chashash of eva. However, other Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Rash, they disagree. They say, no, we're talking about how much could be missing, where you can, it doesn't have to actually, the backstory doesn't have to be that it actually is, that you actually have to take it for Afrashas Challah or for the Dimua of Truma. It's just, we're talking about numbers. The Rashba and the Rash add, and Misvari, you could say that way, because what's the whole reason that you're not married Beprusa? Is because of a chashash of Eva. If you take the Shir Challah, the Shir Dimua, even though you don't need to, the Bnei Chatzar don't know that you didn't need to. They don't know that it wasn't Tevel for Challah, that it wasn't Dimua. So it's not going to cause any more or less Eva. The amount that's missing is going to be missing. So it's not going to cause any more or less Eva. Now the bigger Kasha that the Rishonim deal, I don't know, bigger Kasha, another Kasha that the Rishonim deal with is, wait a second, Kedei Dimua is less than 1%. Kedei Challah is 1/48, which is more than 2%. So if you're going to tell me that if it's missing more than 2% of the dough, that it's good enough, so isn't it obvious that if it's missing less than 1% of the dough, that it's good enough, and that's still considered a shalem? So why do you have to tell me both of those things, kedei challah and kedei dimua? So Tosfos raises this question. Tosfos, one might have said that even though kedei dimua is a smaller shear, you cannot be ma'ariv if you took kedei dimua, because ne'isa medumaas is mutar ba'achilu lekohen, meaning if you give the impression that I took off a little bit because there was truma mixed in, the other chevra might say, yeah, I'm a kohen, it's fine, leave it in there, I'd rather have a shalem, I'd rather you contribute a shalem where kohanim are able to eat it. So I mean, as opposed to tevel, as opposed to challah is tevel, when it's tevel is also even for a kohen. Kohen's allowed to have truma, but he's not allowed to have tevel. So if the dough didn't have afrosh as challah, nobody would be allowed to eat it. The Ritva suggests that since the Yisra of Meduma is only this midrabanan, we might have thought that if you take kedei dimua, you can't make an erev with it because midar raisa, the pas didn't even require any tikkun. Whereas chal is a din da raisa in Eretz Yisrael. Chal is a din da raisa. So maybe that's the difference. As we mentioned before, the shear of bittul for truma on a da raisa level is chad betray batul. It's really batul berov, like most things. It's only a din midrabanan. So maybe I would have thought it's different in that sense. Okay, says the Gemara Vayta now. Amar Rav Chista, Tafra B'kisim. Let's say you have two half loaves of bread and you connect them using a toothpick to hold them together. So Marvin Loba, that's good enough. That's a shalem. Iva Tanya in Marvin Loba. We have a brisa that says you're not allowed to. Lo Kasha Hadi Yadia Tifra Hadi Lo Yadia Tifra. Depends how good a job you did in making it look like a shalem. If the toothpick is placed like in the middle where you don't see it at all and it really looks like it's a shalem, so then it's good enough, meaning as long as it looks nice. But if it doesn't look nice, then it's not going to be good enough. So the Beis Yosef quotes a rokeach in Siman Kuf Samaches that from Mikan Yesh Lomod, as far as Lech Mishnah as well on Shabbos, that if you have two half loaves of bread and you don't have a shalem, you could connect it with a toothpick and it looks like it's mechubar, it looks like it's one loaf of bread, and that has a din that has all the milas of Lech Mishnah, and you could be both say I love on Shabbos. And that's why he paskins in Shulchan Aruch. So Magen Avraham writes, But if it's nearer that it's nischaber yachad, it's nearer that it's that it's two halves, so then it's not going to work based on our Gemara. And then the Magen Avraham writes, and on a weekday you don't have to be mechaber at all. Meaning, what's he talking about? On a weekday you don't have to be mechaber at all. Meaning, the halach is generally speaking, hilchos brachos, you're supposed to be mevarich on a shalim and not a prusa. Yeah, but for that halacha, you don't have to go out of your way to attach them together. So the Panim Meiros raises a question that, wait a second, there should be a big difference between Erev Chatzeros and Lechem Mishnah. Erev Chatzeros requires Pashlema Mishum Eva, that people are going to have animosity. They're going to think, I don't understand, why did you give a small piece? Why didn't you give a whole loaf of bread? So the Chamor Misakin says, as long as it's not going to be Eva, because no one's going to be able to tell. But Shabbos is not a din in Eva, it's a din in that you need a Shalem. And this is not a Shalem. So Mehechi tasted it, you could extend that din, that Mishum Eva, to the dinim of Shabbos. So that's what the Achronim explained, that Shabbos didn't cover also, as long as it looks covetic. So if it looks covetic, so that's, it may not be because of Eva, but it's the same basic idea, that it's to create a sense of cover. There is a chiddush the Netziv has in the Tshuva, where the Netziv says that it may be unnecessary on Shabbos, that the way, what defines a shalem is how the bread is presented to you. The Netziv has a chiddush that if a person doesn't have lechem mishnah, he only has one loaf of bread, just have his wife cut it in half in the kitchen before she brings it out. And then, since it's presented to him as two, so that is lechem mishnah. It doesn't have to be that it was baked that way, just the way it was presented to a person. That's a great, great chiddush. So, Amar Rabbi Zeir, Amar Shmuel, Ma'arvin bepas, orez bepas dochen. You're allowed to use rice bread or millet bread. Amar Rukvili dimim farshim ne'ed Amar Shmuel, pas orez ma'arvin bepas dochen ne'ed ma'arvin. No, rice bread you can use, but not millet bread. What should the difference be? Meaning, if none of the, neither of them are chameshes mine dagan, either they're good or they're not good. So, Ben Yohanason explains that it's the derech ha'olam to eat pas orez. Only no one eats pas dochen. It's not the derech to eat it, so it's considered too low a level for something to be used for an erev. So Amar Rabbi Chiya Rav Amrav, Marvin pas hadashim, you can use lentil bread. Eini vahi davoy b'shnei demar Shmuel, but there was this pas hadashim in the when Shmuel was around, in the days of Shmuel, v'shadi l'kalben, they used to feed it to the dog v'lo achala, and even the dog wouldn't eat it. So if it's not roi l'achila, so how could you make an erev with it? So he d'shar minim havia. No, that was made with a lot of different minim mixed together, and that's the worst. That's very low level to chsiv, because the pasuk says in Yecheskel, v'ata kach l'chachitin u'sa'orim u'pol v'adashim v'dochim v'kusmim, and it says put them in one kli and make them into a bread, the pasuk goes on to say. So Yecheskel was told, make a simin for famine. What's a simin for famine? Make the lowest quality bread that no one would ever eat unless they were starving. So that was a combination of different minim. Rav Papa amarahit sliya b'tzoras adam avayi. No, what made Yecheskel's bread so unappetizing was that it was roasted over a fire that was fueled by tzoas adam, by human excrement. Tchsiv v'hi begalolei tzoas adam to ugena le'enehem, that you should bake it in with tzoas adam, and that's what makes it so unappetizing. May v'ugasorim tochlena. So I'm Rav Chista l'shiurim. When we say v'ugasorim tochlena, we're saying that you shouldn't eat it l'sova. Just eat little by little, like someone who's starving only eats little by little, because you need to save some for later. Rav Papa Amar Arivasa Ka Arivasaurim Velo Ka Arivas Chitim. That's how the Yavitz has the Girsa over here. That when you Arichasa, rather, he says is the Girsa. That when you arrange the bread, you should do it in a way that like you would barley bread, not like you would wheat bread. What's the difference? Wheat bread is a high class bread, so you're going to be careful to shape it properly because you're trying to make something nice. Whereas barley bread, no one, it's disgusting anyway. So it's only something you're going to eat when you're starving anyway. So they're not careful to shape it nicely, and that's what Yecheskel was told, that he should make the bread in a way that's not that's sort of chaplop together. It's not really it's not really arranged nicely. It's not braided nicely or anything like that. Okay, says the Mishnah. Nosen adam mal lechen v'ni. A person is allowed to give some money to a storekeeper who normally sells wine and lives with him in the same mavoi, or a nachtom, or a baker that lives with him in the same chatzer and sells loaves of bread, kedei sheyiskalo erev, so that the person will people from the mavoi want to take wine to make a shito for the mavoi, or the bnei chatzer want to take bread to make an erev chatzeros, he'll be mezakim a chelik in the erev because of the money that he gave him right now. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, v'cham mamrim lo zach lo ma'osav, that no, the kinyan doesn't work without a meshicha. All he did is he gave him money. That's not a valid form of kinyan, and therefore it's not going to be mezakeh him in the Erev. Modim b'shar kol adam, but the Chum agreed to Rabbi Lazar by everybody else who's not a chenveni and is not a nachtom, shazach lo ma'osav, that if you give money to somebody else who's not a chenveni or a nachtom, and you say, I want you to be mezakeh the Erev for this money, and he's mezakeh the pas al yidei acher, then the Erev is going to be chal, because he doesn't normally sell loaves of bread. So when you give him the money, clearly you're making him a shaliach. You're not being kona anything. You're making him a shaliach to make your Erev for you, and you're being somech on him that he's for sure going to do it. Because the halacha is, when a shaliach gets paid, the chazak a shaliach oso shlichuso becomes that much greater, right? That's why the minig is, many people have to give a rabbi who they make a shaliach to sell their chametz, to give a little bit of money. Why do they give them money? Because some people across the top, whatever, but really the basis of the minig was that you want to make sure that he's going to do the shlichus. So the chazak a shaliach oso shlichuso goes much higher when he's a paid shaliach that's going to be giving the money. In many communities, they have the practice that they give something to children who come deliver the shalach manos, kiilu that they're paying them for their shlichus. Otherwise, how do you know? The kids are going to say, "Oh, this is good candy. Why do I have to give it to them? I'll take it for myself." But if they're getting paid for the job, so then chazak a shaliach oso shlichuso becomes much better. Shein marv l'adam el midaito, because the halacha is that an erev has to work. It can't work shalom midaito. It has to be midaito. I'm Rabbi Dov Ahmed, v'armamur be'eruv itchumin. Now, when do we say that you need das of a person? That's only by eruv itchumin, because the guy loses on one end by eruv itchumin. You're gaining him more area that he could walk on one side, but he's losing on the other side. Av be'eruv chatzeros marv l'daito v'shalom l'daito v'shuzach l'adam shalom b'fanav ein chavon l'adam shalom b'fanav. It's a pure zechus to make an eruv chatzeros for a person. Now he has more freedom. Before he had less freedom, so there's nothing that he loses, and of course, therefore, it could work even shalom idaito. So now the Gemara explains Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Rabbi Eliezer said, you go to the chenveni, you're giving a little bit of money, and that's it. That's your kinyan. All of a sudden, you acquired with just money. So my time into Rabbi Eliezer. Hello, Mashach. What do you mean? That's not, you learn basics of nezikin. That's not a kinyan. When you just give money, how does that work? So I'm Rav Nachman. I'm Rav Baravua. Aso Rabbi Eliezer Karba Prakim Bashana. Rabbi Eliezer made the din of an Eruv the same way the Chacham were Mesakein on those four special times of the year where even just giving money is enough of a kinyan. So he holds that by an Eruv also, in order to get ready for Shabbos, that you could be Kona without Mashiach with just money. What's that about? It's a Mishnah Maseches Chulin. During these four special times of the year, Mashchitin Esatabach Bal Korcho. If you go to a butcher and he doesn't want to shecht the animal, you say, oh, I would like to buy this piece of meat, just a pound of whatever. Yeah, I got a whole cow over here. I'm not shechting a cow because you want to buy 1 pound of meat. We make him shecht it anyway. Because it's Erev Yontif. Those are the Arba'a Prakim Bashana. The Arba'a Prakim Bashana are times where people need a lot of meat because it happens to be right before Yontif. Filu shor shove elev dinar. And even if he has a shor that's worth 1,000 dinar, ben lo keach el dinar echad, and you only have 1 dinar to buy anything with, kovnos elishchot. We force him to shecht the animal for that purpose. Lefichach. And therefore, since you're already considered the bailum of a part of that shor, and you already paid your dinar in mace, if the animal just drops dead, then the shochet is about to shecht it, and the animal has a heart attack because he sees a shechita knife, so he just freaks out and has a heart attack and drops dead. So the animal is now a nevela, so it's not edible at all. Mesa lokeach. So then lokeach loses out on his dinar because he already owned it. So mesa lokeach, v'lo mashach. What do you mean? He didn't do a kinyan. All he did is he gave a dinar. Samravuna b'shamashach. No, it must be that he did a meshicha. Ihachiyem a seifa. But if you say that he did a meshicha, the seifa goes on to say, b'sharim osa shadein okein. That the rest of the year, the halach is not that way. L'vichach meis meis l'mocher. Since you can't force him to shech the rest of the year, when you give the dinar, nothing happened yet. So therefore, if it drops dead, you get your money back. Amai ha-mashach. But if you're going to make an ukimta that we're talking about, that you actually did a kinyan, you did a meshicha, then why do you get your money back? It's your tough luck. Samrav shom v'yisok li'olam b'shalom mashach. No, you didn't do a kinyan. V'achom ha'eskinim k'shazik lo al yidei acher. The tabach was mezakah for you al yidei acher. He gave the shor to someone else and he said, be zocha in this chelik of the shor for this guy. So barbar prakom ha'elu d'zuchusu lo. During these four times of the year, it's zuchus for the lokech. It's beneficial to him to spend the money in order to buy the meat, because everyone buys meat those times of the year, and he's going to need to buy meat so someone could be mezakah for him. Zachon lo shalom b'fanav. But b'shayim osachan hashana d'chovu lo ein chavalo al b'fanav. But during the rest of the year, where it's a chov to spend money to buy meat, so someone can't be mezakah for him. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, another teretz, that the reason during these times of the year we force the tabach to shecht, and if the shor dies, the lokeach loses out just because he gave money, is that, and this is nogea to us, to the eruv, that it's during these four times of the year that we follow the din d'oraisa. Din d'oraisa is that ma'os is konos. It's only a din d'rabanan that it's not kone. D'amar Rabbi Yochanan, d'var Torah, ma'os konos. On a d'oraisa level, money is konos. Why is it that we don't rely on that and we require a mishicha? Because we're afraid that if I put down a payment for wheat, and you have a warehouse full of wheat, and then there's a fire in the warehouse, you're going to say, ah, all right, it's not mine anyway, and you're not going to do anything to save it. So because of that gezeira, they decided that that Moos is not going to be kona. So when Rabbi Baravo said that Rabbi Lezer holds that they made the din of Erev in Arba Prakim like the din of Arba Prakim, it means like Rabbi Yochanan, that during these four Prakim, Kesef is enough for a Kinyan. So Rabbi Lezer holds, for Shabbos it's also worthwhile to say Kesef is enough for a Kinyan, and you don't need to do a real Kinyan. Then we said, Modim Bishar Kaladim, the Chum agreed to Rabbi Lezer by anyone who's not a Nachtom and he's not a Chenveni, that for sure Zachalo Ma'osav. So Man Shar Kaladim, who is Shar Kaladim? I'm Rav Balabais, anyone who's not a Nachtom or a Chenveni, that doesn't normally sell food. V'chein Amar Shmuel, Balabais, Amar Shmuel, Lo Shanu, El Nachtom of Balabais Kona, that this din, that money is good enough, is only for a Nachtom, but by a Balabais, he's Kona the Eruv, because that money's not going to buy Balabais, he's Kona the Eruv, because he becomes your Shliach. That this din, that if you give a ma'a l'chenveni, that it doesn't work for the Eruv, that's only if you gave money. But if you give a kli, so it's like a kinyan chalipin, then he's going to be kona, because that's a valid form of kinyan. And also, it's only because you were trying to make a kinyan over here. You used the lashon of zakeli, which is the lashon of trying to make a kinyan. But if you would not have said zakeli, you would say arevli, then meaning which would make it very clear, I'm not making a kinyan, I'm making you my shaliach. So if you're making a shaliach, then for sure it's going to be a valid form of kinyan. Now the Tosas raised the question. We said that midar raisa mos konos, and the Rabbanan said nah, because we're afraid gzeir shem yusuf from the chitach ba'aliyah. So Tosas raised the question, when the Rabbanan were mevatel kinyan kesef, why didn't they just say that you need both? That you need ma'os and mashicha. So two ma'isa kinyan is a little bit strange to require a double ma'isa kinyan. The Magen Avraham just points out kasha on the maril, that if you're kona yayin l'kiddush and you're not moshech, the maril writes that you're kona and the mocher cannot be chozerbo because you're being kona l'tzoruch mitzvah. So chamur mami divrayim al din Torah. So just like barbar prakam alalus, so says Magen Avraham, making an erev is also a mitzvah, and nevertheless. Plus the Chachamim hold. Yeah, we explained Rabbi Eliezer's Shita, that Rabbi Eliezer says we rely on Moos Konos just like we do in our Bar Prakam Alalu. So the Maril said, oh, for Kiddush also we rely on Moos Konos. But Rabbi Eliezer is the one that said we rely on it for an Eruv. An Eruv is also a mitzvah. And we don't pass on like Rabbi Eliezer. We pass on like Chum, that we don't rely on it for an Eruv. So that's what the Achronim have different Terutzim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. But the Machs HaShekel on the side of the Shulchan Aruch says, no, there's a difference. An Eruv is not a real mitzvah, meaning it's a good thing to do. But it's not something that you're obligated to do. Kiddush is a real mitzvah midrabanan to do Kiddush al Yayin. That's something you're obligated to do. So for that, we'll rely on Ma'os Konos. So okay, Bez Hashem, we'll pick up tomorrow from Amr Bidu Bameh, Dvarim Amurim. Okay. Oh, yeah.